Welcome to Cider Chat. In this episode, I'm going to bring you to six stops to check out on the new Cider Trail that is now part of Franklin County Cider Days 2020.
Going up, going up.
It's music to my ears at this time of year, the bubbling sound of fermenting cider. Hi, my name is Aria Windcaller, and I am both the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we speak with makers, cider enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. Cider Chat is now in its fifth season, slowly entering with, like 7 more episodes or so before we hit 250 episodes, all on cider with stories from around the world and people that just keep on cheering me up in so many ways. And that's why I keep on delivering this weekly podcast to you. So if you're new to this little scene, which we love to call Ciderville, and all the cool people that are part of it, who, you know, really it's like the party that just always has an open door and is always welcoming, well, do subscribe now. And for all the regular listeners of Cider Chat, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in with me over these past 5 years and keeping up the beat, the drum beat for cider, not only in your little special spot of Ciderville, but worldwide, and staying connected. Because now more than ever, we need that type of connection as we are all pretty much hunkered down and staying healthy. So that's really important to me. And thank you so much for being there each and every week and spreading the news about Cider Chat. I have some news about Cider Chat specifically, which I'm going to be sharing with you right after we take a pause. Laszlo Steele of the Funky Tipple Podcast recently interviewed me, and if you'd like to hear about my take on the process of alcohol fermentation and what exactly is yeast, how does that all work to produce alcohol when you are making something with a juice and then forming it into something that is so magical as cider. How does that happen anyways? So Laszlo and I had a really awesome conversation. I'll put a link in the show notes to that podcast, but you could just also search for it on the World Wide Web by searching for Funky Tipple, that's spelled T-I-P-P-L-E, and my name, Aria Windcaller. If you are a member of the American Cider Association, which is a trade organization for commercial cideries, it really pushes legislation forward for the industry overall. Or perhaps you're a cider enthusiast who's also a member because they do have a level for that. Then you definitely want to be opening up the emails coming in from the ACA, because there was an announcement that was just made recently in that the CiderCon 2021, which was scheduled for Chicago, Illinois, this coming February, has now become a virtual conference to be looking forward to. So make sure you're opening up those emails and staying tuned to that, because I know they'll be rolling out different workshops to sign up on. So kudos for them to kind of keep on keeping on. And that's just what we have to do. You know, we're learning so many new skills, aren't we, on how to do these video calls and get our audio and everything set up. It's just going to kind of bring us to another level of engagement. And, you know, I guess we're just the people to do that and the generation to embrace that and keep on moving forward. For over 26 years now, folks have been coming to my special spot in Ciderville to attend an event called Cider Days. Initially, it was a one-day affair with some workshops, tastings, orchard walks, and, of course, cider making. Last year, in 2019, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of Franklin County Cider Days. This year, In 2020, well, let's face it, things are a little bit different. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, it's a really tough time right now because of stinking COVID-19. And because of that, well, as always, we're always searching for the silver lining. It's just like cider making. You know, you get some apples here, you get some apples there, you kind of throw it together and you're smelling it and you're wondering, where's that cider going to go? And then all of a sudden it starts shifting from one level to another and lo and behold, you have this amazing cider at the end. You didn't know it was going to really start off that way, but cider has a bit of magic in it, doesn't it? Which is also true for Cider Days, something that I've been part of since the beginning, and each year it just blows me away. And I am on the committee, and this year, because of COVID-19, we had to decrease the focus on the first weekend of November, which is when Cider Days always takes place, and instead broaden the scope of Cider Days overall so that folks will feel welcome to come, but spread it out over the fall weekends and weeks between now and November, and a wee bit into November too. And we're doing that by having what is called a cider trail. Now, many of you who listen to Cider Chat regularly will know that this time of year, I typically release an episode called Going to Cider Days, where I'm able to feature some of the key speakers and some insider tips for you to help you navigate your trip while here so that you end up having the best possible experience. Aww. Considering that my background is in group facilitation and I also happen to lead Totally Cider Tours, both internationally and nationally, it should be no surprise to anyone who listens to Cider Chat regularly that I love sharing, well, little tiny tips to help you navigate your world of cider as you go out and about. So we're going to begin there with talking about navigating the Franklin County Cider Days Cider Trail. Yes, we are in the country. So if you're thinking, oh, Massachusetts, Boston, well, we're about an hour and a half west of Boston. So the first thing you want to do to kind of just wrap your mind around this and making your plans is to make sure you go to the website with all the info. And that would be ciderdays.org. I will have a link in the show notes for these websites that I'm naming here along the way. That will bring up the main page, and you want to just scroll down a little bit where it's highlighted 2020 Cider Days Cider Trail. Once you click on that, up will come a map, and you'll see a clustering of stops along the way. In total, we have 16 venues that are open between now through November, and some even longer. And the key recommendation is to plan out your trip accordingly and to go to each of those websites, because some of the different orchards and some of the different cideries will be having tastings on the weekends, and some may be throwing in some special events. Below the map, you're going to see a list of 16 venues that are all part of the Cider Trail. You could click on to each of the venues, and it'll bring you to a short bio along with their contact information, hours, and their website and Facebook page if they have one. That will then provide you with even more info to make your plans. But for you and I, on this year episode 243, what I'd like to offer to you is to consider a couple different loops to approach while traveling about this area that will bring in some special interest and really make it the most manageable in terms of navigation. So let's start there. The first loop I'm going to recommend is to the east, and it involves five stops that circle around the Quabbin Reservoir. So if you're looking at the map, you're going to see this very large body of water. I have brought my boat out there, but now they super control it. Like, you can't even step in the water with sandals on. You have to have special boots. I don't think if you stick your pinky in, they might find you too. Anyways, I have a lot of thoughts on the Quabbin Reservoir, which I also happen to call the politician's playground. So I'll leave it there. Anyways, a couple of cool things about this area is I believe they started building the Quabbin around 1936, and then they finished around 1945, so it took a long time. They moved a lot of people out of there. They flooded five towns. You could still see some of the remnants there. They had to dig up grave sites, and there's roads that you could be walking down to as you're approaching the Quabbin, and then it just goes into the water. It's a great setup for a Stephen King movie, kind of, but it's also, as a result, an amazing area for wildlife. Just an exquisite region with the moose and the bear and so many other big animals and eagles. Quite a scene. And way back when, there was a number of distilleries surrounding the Quabbin that we have since lost. But now you move to the future and we're seeing distilleries too. So one of the spots is called Beaver Pond Distillery, and they have a great little apple brandy that you could check out. And that would have you on the east side of the Quabbin Reservoir. You might be approaching this scene here from either Route 2 or Interstate 90, which are major east-west highways that would lead you from Boston to Western Mass and the Berkshires. In either case, you could beeline it and go inland and go to Beaver Pond Distillery first. Or if you're coming on Route 2, definitely stop at Stan's Liquor Mart. I love the folks there, and they have a fantastic assortment of ciders and also ice ciders, too. A wide selection there. And, of course, beer and wine. Definitely stop at Stan's Liquor Mart if you want to get some local ciders, maybe places that you're not going to have time to stop at. This is a fantastic place to stock up on. And then make your way south next to a place that I absolutely adore, and you've heard me talk about many times, which is New Salem Hard Cider.
Walking through the orchards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a place to go walking through the orchards and be looking for those apple pretzels. I have an episode with Carol B. Hillman talking about the preservation of that orchard and how it all came about. So check it out. It's just a spectacular location. And from the little cider garden, you could look out and see the Quabbin Reservoir. From New Salem Hard Cider, you're going to head south on Route 202, making your way to Belchertown. Route 202 is a two-lane highway, and it is a woodland highway. But there is a part where you'll see an area that you could pull off, and there's a low stone wall, and you park your cars diagonal to Route 202. You definitely want to stop because it is a spectacular view at that point to get out, stretch your legs, and take a look at the expansive Quabbin Reservoir. In some mornings, I get up early for sunrise and I head out there. Now, I don't expect to see you there at sunrise, but you never know. It could happen. Oh, boy. So anyway, so we're heading next to Belchertown, and you're going to be making a stop next at the Phoenix Fruit Farm. This is owned by Ellie Vaughn, and she does alternative ecological growing practices. She at one time was part of the Eco Apple program and still observes advanced IPM strategies. And if you're kind of curious what somebody like that, what their favorite apple is, well, she would say the Cowans are always been her favorite. They're a super beautiful apple with very complex, sweet, tart flavor and snappy texture. The one thing about an orchardist like Ellie, you know, she'll just make you fall in love with a tree. And she just happens to love these young peach trees and the block that are planted there because they're the bark of a young peach is just so darn pretty. And they will be in their third leaf year next year, so they're going to be having their first crop on those trees. And, you know, a lot of people have tried doing peaches around here, and when they get it right, they get it right. So the Phoenix Fruit Farm is definitely worth your time. And the last stop on this loop is none other than the Ragged Hill Orchard, which is kicking out award-winning ciders. I haven't had anything from them that I didn't adore. And the people behind it, they are class acts. That's Steve and his daughter Anne, and then the orchardist Keith. So that can be your last stop, or if you're coming from Boston, it could be your first stop too. It really depends on how it's going to make it the easiest for you. But those five stops can be a wonderful day trip from Boston to just circle around and then come out another day to experience the rest of the Cider Day Trail.
Dancing in the streets.
I have one more stop that I want to cover in this episode, and then next week we'll be looking at the remaining stops along the Cider Trail. But for now, this particular location might seem a little bit further out of the hubbub, but don't you worry. This is such a destination location that it really requires a little bit more explanation. So let's go next to the Berkshire Cider Project. What I love about this particular stop on the Cider Trail is that it can be a standalone one-day event, not only because you're going to the Berkshire Cider Project, but because of the ride there and back and all the arts and culture in the area where the Berkshire Cider Project is located. This is my favorite place to go when I need to get away and just get lost in arts and culture. Which might surprise you, because you might be thinking, wow, don't you go to Boston? Well, North Adams is kind of like Honfleur in Normandy, France's to the Parisians. It has restaurants, it has art, a magnificent ride, and it has cider. For this particular year, 2020, I recommend once you arrive in North Adams that you plan to beeline it to the Berkshire Cider Project, where you'll get to meet both Matt and Kat, who are the founders, creating this very diversified, community-focused cidery, and get some bottles to go. I know, Ciderville, that you've planned ahead, so you have a nice little basket of goodies in your car, cheeses and some apples and sandwiches, which you can then bring up the road to this magical, whimsical, kind of kooky, crazy place called the Spruces. About a mile and a half up the road from the Berkshire Cider Project is the Spruces. And you can't miss this destination, because on either side of the road going into the Spruces are two giant white lions that are standing up high on two pedestals. Driving in shortly, you'll be able to find yourself next to two or three picnic areas, making it really nice to be able to stop, have a little bit of lunch, fortify yourself, and enjoy some cider. While there, you'll notice that there's a bit of dirt roads leading here and there and moving around, and you almost might expect that you're going to see some grand old building, a mansion perhaps. But truth be known, this location was once a mobile home park that was called the Spruces. But in 2011, the Hoosick River that runs nearby overflowed the banks during the storm called Irene. I'm sure many people listening in the U.S. remember Tropical Storm Irene. And that water destroyed over 226 homes, now creating this kind of odd park that the town of Williamstown took over. Planning ahead really pays off on this trip, because not only are you right next to the Berkshire Cider Project with plenty of cider to be had, but you're also right next to two world-class museums. One in Williamstown is called the Clark Art Institute, and that is spectacular in its own right. And then in North Adams, it is Massmocha, which is an eclectic museum with different installations coming through all the time, and one virtual reality room that does require some time to plan ahead and schedule. And it's with the artist, or rock artist, I should say, Laurie Anderson. So do make that a stop, and also, while there, explore the grounds around Massmoka and under the highway where there's these like tuning kind of pipes that sit below. And if you are a Massachusetts resident, do know that you could go to your local library and get free passes to both. This special area of Massachusetts is my go-to location when I want to get away from it all and immerse myself. And if you're going to the museums, well, definitely look for palms in art, meaning that is there an apple or a pear in the installation? And you might be surprised, more often than not, there is.
Going up.
And with that, I leave you here for this week with these first six stops on the Cider Trail, the new venture that we're doing for Franklin County Cider Days 2020 to bring you out and about into the orchards, to the cideries, and the tasting rooms. Find all the details at ciderdays.org. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
Cider, we like palms, we love orchards and having fun. There is a reason,
there is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes there is,
there is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes there is,
there is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes there is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet. We like cider, we like palms, we like orchards, having some fun. There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this. Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Oh yes, we do.
We like palms.
Oh yes we do.
We love orchards, having some fun. There is a reason. There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-dum.
We like walking down the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Ba-da-da-dum.
We like palms.
Oh yes we do.
We like orchards, having some fun.
Yeehaw!